everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 happy Tuesday. That's right. A Tuesday edition of your KC Morning Show. Get used to that. I told you. Bringing you audio every single day. Well, you know, Monday through Friday. Come on. Come on. I got to take the weekends. Gotta find myself. My name is Hartzell. Before we get going, I just want to say thank you so, so much. We got nominated for a Pitch Award, like Best Local Podcast. It's been less than a year. We launched in November, and you have been with us the entire way. We couldn't do any of this without you. Wouldn't want to do it without you. We're not getting paid to do this. It's just a good time, and you make it worth it. So from the bottom of my heart, I talked to Pete yesterday as well. He says the same. Thank you. It was one of the better days of 2020. So if you would be so inclined, we'd love your vote. ThePitchKC.com, Best Local Podcast, and the competition is stacked. Like, I know a lot of these folks, and they're very good at what they do. So it's really just an honor to be nominated, you know, to be that cliche. But seriously, ThePitchKC.com, the best of 2020, the Pitch Awards, baby. I love it. Up next, Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, also your KC Morning Show film critic. We record every week for Flicks on Friday. We go about 30, 40 minutes. It's a very good time, but we take lots of walks. But a few weeks ago, we took a tangent and started talking about biopics because everybody's got one out. It seems like everybody's got some kind of biopic that's being released. And then we took a walk talking about the Negro Leagues and who would play Satchel Paige. It was one of my favorite things we've done, so I figured let's throw it in right now. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your Tuesday. We'll be back in your feeds tomorrow morning, bright and early, Wednesday morning. All right, y'all. My name's Hartzell. It's KC Morning Show.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's been a lot of them, right?
On that. Yeah, it's been a lot of them, but the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because I found it funny. There were like a couple of major announcements within the past few weeks, and, you know, they were announcing this Aretha Franklin bio called Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take care, T-C-D.
Aretha, you do talk, don't you? Not just sing?
I like you to call me Miss Franklin.
And then all of a sudden, there were two different, like, Mahalia Jackson projects announced. So I just wanted to find out from you, man, since we got all these biopics getting greenlit, yo, who's the one musical artist that definitely deserves a movie that hasn't had one yet, in your opinion?
Because you had, like, the Temptations one that everybody talks about.
Those were mostly TV. Because you had the Temptations was TV, New Edition was TV, the Jacksons was TV. When you talk feature films, probably the best biopic, you know, the best biopic, it's, you know, I really like I like what they did with Ray. I thought Ray was cool, and I like Bohemian Rhapsody. Those two are solid. I know a lot of people like try to kick rocks with Bohemian Rhapsody, but Bohemian Rhapsody was good.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
I would love to see something on Jay-Z, obviously. Like, that would be something I would think I'm into.
Ooh, ooh, that might be interesting. Because that's the one area where, like, the musical biopic has sort of been weak. Because Get Rich or Die Trying was just okay. Yep. Notorious, the Biggie Small story was just okay. All Eyes on Me was terrible. Like, how do you make a Tupac biopic terrible? But it really was. Straight Outta Compton was cool.
That was
I just
great.
Recently rewatched that.
Let's go.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
Come on, say that like you believe it, man.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
Oh, shit. Hey, that was dope, eh?
Dope, man. The only problem I have with Straight Outta Compton, though, is they left out a lot of controversial stuff. I mean, if you're just talking biopics in general, I mean, I want to see a Shirley Chisholm biopic.
Now, I realize that this is a rough road, but a catalyst for change in a society is usually persona non grata with those who have been the beneficiaries of the system. A catalyst for change has to be able to withstand the insults, the humiliations, the abuses, and the slurs. What's wrong with my running for president of this country? After all, for 15 years, I have been the ghostwriter for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's a I think that's an interesting story. Also, I'm gonna we still haven't gotten a comprehensive Negro League biopic. Mm-mm. You know, there hasn't been a movie made about them. I mean, there have been movies where the Negro Leagues was sort of like the backdrop, but there's never been a movie made about the actual Negro baseball leagues. I would love to see that. I don't know if you can make it. It would be really expensive and hard to cast, but I mean, I think it deserves it. I don't think it's ever going to happen. People have been talking about it and toying with it, but it's just, I think that's a really hard movie to make. So
hear me out. Think about this. Don Cheadle playing Buck O'Neill. If you go through the years, go through the years of Buck O'Neill, at some point I want to see Don Cheadle playing like the older life of
The problem with a Buck O'Neill biopic is Buck O'Neill was so local. I don't know if Buck O'Neill resonates nationally or internationally.
I don't know, like, man. That documentary that Ken Burns did.
Yeah, no, he got played.
I'm not too much of a singer. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
But I just think as a historical figure tied to the Negro Baseball League, I think Satchel Paige was like really interesting as a person.
Michael B. Jordan as Satchel Paige with that swag, how dope would that be?
If I were a producer and I had millions of dollars to make a movie, I would produce a Satchel Paige biopic before I did a Buck O'Neill. If I had to do a singular Negro League figure, I would do a Satchel Paige biopic before I did a Buck O'Neill biopic.
This is a man that would have rewritten every record book on baseball had he been permitted to play in the major leagues in his prime. It's estimated that Satchel Paige pitched about 2,500 baseball games, and of those, he won over 2,000 out of 2,500 games. What a fantastic record that is. How many years did you pitch? Can you tell us that, Satchel?
Well, I pitched 42 years altogether with grade school and in the Southern League up until I got to the Major League in 1942. To tell you how many games I have pitched, I couldn't tell you because I played one in summer. And I've pitched about a year. We had started in the spring, and I've pitched as high as 160 ball games, pitched every day.
When did you finally wrap it up?
I wrapped it up 2 years ago in Atlanta when I was with Atlanta. Playing some exhibition games.
Satchel, if I'm not mistaken, don't you hold the record for the largest attendance of a nighttime ball game of all times when you pitched for Cleveland?
Yes, I do. That was in Cleveland. I had 78,941.
Because I just think the Satchel Paige story is so much more fascinating, and it stretches over a longer period of time. And he just did so many eccentric things, where the Buck O'Neill story is basically about the last 15 years of his life. I mean, sure, he did some things, you know, prior to that, but his notoriety came after the Ken Burns documentary when he was already like 85 years old. So you're only talking, I mean, and I just think that's a hard story to translate into like a 2 or 3 hour movie, whereas Satchel Paige was like, man, his story is crazy. Like, you know, dude pitched until he was 99. He owned a private plane. He had crazy swag.
Well, man, combine forces, man. Combine forces and make it one big movie.
I would like to see something comprehensive about the Negro Leagues. I think it would play better as like an 8-part series on Netflix as opposed to a movie where you can, like, you know, talk about the origins in 1920 and the formation of the league, and then you could, you know, one episode could be about Josh Gibson. Another episode could be about Cool Papa Bell. About Satchel Paige. Another episode could be about Buck O'Neill. Then you conclude it with, you know, Jackie Robinson, and then integrating Major League Baseball.
You know, I have the rules home that Satchel Paige made up, the rules to live by. There are about 6 of them. And my favorite, and I'm going to say it wrong, of course, because I had to open my big mouth. Satchel Paige said years ago, never look behind. Something may be gaining on you.
Well, Satchel, we're delighted that you're in the Hall of Fame. I can't think of anyone who deserves it more, and we're also so pleased you could join us on What's My Line.
Well, I'm very glad to be here, too.
Thank you. Satchel Paige.
I think that's the perfect way to do
we
it.
We just like, gave him the like script. Listen, no, Hollywood.
Shoot, I'm on my point.
What we meant to say was write us a check. Sean Edwards, your Fox Sports film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic.
Hey, you know, we didn't talk about the ultimate biopic, though. We got to do the Hartzell biopic.
Ooh, stop it. Y'all ain't ready for Nipplegate. Y'all not ready for this.
The struggles of a young man in the radio game in the Midwest trying to come up.
It's too sad of a story,
during a pandemic.
At some point, there has to have hope in a movie to have people like it.
We got to close this out the right way then. All right, if they did green light the Hartzell biopic, who's playing you?
Ooh, that is tough. Oh, man.
I see, man. Man, who's in the game? Because you're super young.
Because I want it to be Gambino. Like, I would love to say Donald Glover, but I'm not that cool. But, man, I would love to have Donald Glover. That's my answer.
That's a good one. That's a good one. The Donald Glover one. I was going to go a little younger, but I couldn't really tap anybody. You know who I like that could pull you off is Jesse Usher.
You want a drink?
I'm good.
Now, I can fix you a bubbly water with a wedge of lime if you like.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Like, you aren't shaming me by suggesting that me drinking water would actually be a bad thing. And as for that wedge of lime, it makes it an alkaline, so...
Oh, my God. Your mom has really fucked you up.
I don't hate that at all, actually. I don't hate that at all.
Because he's a little younger than Donald Glover. Uh-huh. Jesse Usher could pull... I mean, he doesn't really look like you, but I can see him pulling that off. And he's got enough of a name where the movie would sell. Because you also got to have somebody that can sell it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Donald Glover can sell it. I think Donald Glover's going to be a little expensive. But I think you can afford Jesse Usher, and he can still sell it. You know what I mean?
It's going to be a rags to riches. It's going to be. I can guarantee on the rags.
You got to have that negative trope, man. Your parents got to be beating each other up. Or you got to be born in a shack.
What's my get? I got to have that angle.
You got to have that negative trope to set things into motion. Because if it's not rags to riches, No one's gonna watch it.
Yeah, trust me, that's real life. I'm living the epilogue as we speak. You didn't know that was what this was? That's what this is, Sean.
We can do a Get Out style biopic.
Sean Edwards, Fox Sports film critic.
All right, man.
Hey, where can people find you, Sean? Plug them handles at.
Man, fox4kc.com, man. And hopefully they got everything up to date, but don't be mad. We're still in a pandemic.
We got this, y'all. Sean, I love you, bro. This was fun.
I love you, man. Yeah,
we had a good one,
man.
Today. We had a real good one today.
Dope.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.